Every day of our lives is spent in the built environment. We live in homes and apartments, drive on roads, get gas from pipelines, go to work in buildings, make purchases in stores and restaurants. We rely on factories, plants, doctor's offices, and hospitals for our basic human needs. And while our world continues to shift and grow and change, the development and delivery of the built environment has fallen dramatically behind. Welcome to the Built Revolution. We're here to engage the leaders, visionaries, and innovators who are revolutionizing the built environment. This podcast is brought to you by Continuum Advisory Group.
Hello, and welcome to a special edition of the Built Revolution podcast. I've got Clark Ellis here with me, principal of Continuum Advisory Group. I'm Kelsey Henderson, president of Continuum Advisory Group. And today we're doing a quick roundup talking about industry events and what's going on in 2023, as far as what we're attending, what we think is interesting to follow and watch. And this all kind of started last week. Clark and I were together at the beginning of the week in Las Vegas for AGC and ConExpo. And then Clark stayed there with Nate Scott, one of our other principals, when I moved on to Phoenix for Advancing Prefabrication. Both really active, busy events. Unfortunately, they did overlap, but we had a lot of conversations with people, or at least I know I had a lot of conversations with people who were interested in what else we were attending this year. And so I reached out to Clark and we had the idea to record a quick roundup podcast just talking about industry events for the year. And then we'll also share a lot of links in the show notes for those of you who are interested in maybe getting more information. So Clark, I don't know if you want to say anything else about AGC or the conversations you had there around this.
Yeah, it was a very fast paced show, some good content, lots of great conversations, you know, and I think, yeah, people are 2021 was extremely choppy due to COVID in terms of the conference, you know, season, not very well attended. Last year was, I think, you know, getting back to normal. And it feels like this year, more and more people are really getting back out and going to events. So, yeah, there's a lot of conversation about, you know, which events are the best ones and which are good for different topics. And so, yeah, I think when you came back and suggested this, I thought it was a great idea. So looking forward to seeing how everyone reacts to us putting a little bit of information out there about the industry events that we think are interesting and are attending.
Awesome. So this is by no means, you know, an all-inclusive list. There are a lot of different associations and events that are happening this year and often things that overlap. So that's going to come up in our conversation today. This is just sort of a list of highlights for things that we're either speaking at or attending and things that we're engaged with this year. So I'll go ahead and kick it off. The next thing on my agenda is CURT, the Construction Users Roundtable. They're doing a combined lean and offsite summit. And so each year they usually do a lean construction summit and they usually do an offsite summit. And those are usually conflicting events. And so they decided this year to combine those into a single event, which I really think there's a lot of synergy there. And I'm excited about that. We were at the CURT annual conference earlier this year and spent some time in committee meetings doing a lot of planning for this event. So this one's going to be May 9th to 10th in Clearwater Beach, Florida. So great time of year to be in Clearwater. And I've got a few different things that I'm involved with for the event. The 9th is kind of the member meetings, but there's going to be a lot of lean and offsite content layered into that. So even if you've come to these events before and not attended the member meeting day, I would definitely encourage attending both. So I'm kicking that one off with an owner's panel in the morning where we talk about project delivery targets and how to win with lean and offsite. So really hearing from owners and setting the tone on why they're pursuing these strategies and what their goals are and what they want to get out of them. And then I'm also wrapping up the day with a presentation about project delivery and contracting strategy and in order to enable offsite and prefabrication. This is actually a repeat of the presentation that I just gave last week in Phoenix for Advancing Prefab. And it's based on a broad industry survey that we conducted where we heard from 70 different industry participants on the project delivery and contracting strategies that they prefer and how those might enable and inhibit prefabrication. So I think an interesting topic to kind of tie the two together because obviously a lot of lean came up in the responses that we got to that survey. And then finally, I'll be moderating a panel on the second day of the event, which is more of a roundtable open discussion on lean and modularization approach and the business enablers. And so we've got a few different people participating in that roundtable conversation. And and some specific topics that we'll cover. So overall, I think it should be a really interesting event, and I'm excited about it, and actually have heard from some people just today who are asking for more information on it. So a good one to kick off the summer season. Later that same week, unfortunately, I can't attend both, being, you know, bi-coastal, but later that same week is GWIC, or Groundbreaking Women in Construction. And so this is an annual event that ENR has been doing for quite a while. It's happening in San Francisco, May 11th and 12th. And it's just a really, you know, positive event for empowering and helping to grow women in the construction industry, whether that be at the trade level or in leadership positions, often very well attended. And so anybody who's going to be on the West Coast that time of year, that's one that I definitely recommend. Finally, wrapping up May is Advancing Life Sciences in Boston. This is May 31st to June 2nd. This is brought to us by Hanson Wade, the same group that does Advancing Prefab and a variety of the other advancing construction events. They always do a phenomenal job of putting together these events and getting a good lineup of presenters and speakers. And I expect strong attendance at this one as well. This is the first year they've done Advancing Life Sciences. It's part of a new approach where they're doing market-specific events, which I think will be a really great way to bring together people who work specifically in that space. So I'll be chairing the first day of that event and really looking forward to all the speakers and topics that are going to be part of it. And then I'll let you kind of take over as we get into June, Clark.
Sounds good. So June, another ENR conference, ENR Future Tech, and also back in San Francisco, June 5th through the 7th. This is a long-running construction technology conference. It's usually extremely well attended with great speakers, great industry leaders in technology and construction. They'll be covering topics like AI, robotics, big data, machine learning, how all these different technologies are being deployed to improve the construction industry, whether it be productivity, safety, project flow, et cetera. And we're kind of at an interesting point, I think, with technology and construction. As most of you probably know, there's been a huge amount of venture investment in construction tech since, say, 2016, 2017. We're in a little bit of a slowdown there, but what's happening is the industry is now starting to actually catch up and ingest a lot of these technologies and start to figure out, you know, what to do with them. So I've had some great conversations lately, you know, with colleagues who are, you know, looking at ways to combine things like automatic optical scanning with robotics and different things to achieve, you know, better results. So I think there'll be some phenomenal conversations, some great speakers, great topics at ENR Future Tech, again, June 5th through the 7th in San Francisco.
Awesome. And then later that month, June 20th to the 21st in Chicago. So fantastic time to be in Chicago and enjoy the summer weather there. We've got LCI's Lean in Design Forum. So that's the Lean Construction Institute. For those who are familiar with LCI Congress that happens every year, Lean in Design is a little bit of a smaller event that's focused specifically on the design community, but it has sort of a similar layout to LCI's Congress, where the first day is learning day courses. So those are separate courses that are usually the half day or a whole day that you can sign up for separately from the event itself. And then it's followed by a couple of days of content. And so I'm teaching one of the learning day courses there. This one is on effective coaching. It's one that I've done with Andy Fulton in the past. And so we're doing a half day course as part of LCI's Lean in Design and then attending the event. So I'm excited about that one. And then that gets us into July.
Absolutely. In July 19th and 20th in Chicago, we've got the Built Worlds Construction Technology Conference. Built Worlds is a great association that really started up maybe in the last, say, you know, 6 or 7 years, very much applications focused, very contractor focused. They do a great job of bringing together the investors in construction tech with the practitioners and the contractors of all sizes and sorts, and get lots of great participation. This conference tends to be very collegial, very informal, lots of amazing conversation in the sidebars and in the social areas, great connections, as well as, you know, fantastic presenters and great topics. You know, similar in theme, you know, some of the technologies that I mentioned earlier in the ENR Future Tech. But this one is happening in Chicago, and would encourage you guys to check that out in July 19th and 20th.
Awesome. And then later, very tail end of July, we've got CII, the Construction Industry Institute. Their annual conference is happening July 31st through August 3rd in San Antonio, Texas. Great location for that one this year. The CII annual conference is always just a really good event with lots of really educational content. A lot of the research studies are presented each year. And so we're looking forward to that one being in San Antonio this year.
And that really concludes the summer conferences that we're profiling. And so we're going to jump into September, actually, with the annual Green Build Conference, which is the USGBC conference. It's an international conference. It's going to be in DC this year, the 26th through the 29th of September. You know, and here you're going to have all the leading organizations in the construction industry getting together to focus on green building, sustainability, alternative energy, carbon footprint, all the things that are top of mind and happening right now as it relates to green building here in the U.S. and abroad. So they tend to get a lot of participation from the design community for this event, in addition to the construction companies, which is fantastic. So some great exchange of ideas there. And again, it's going to be the 26th through 29th of September. It's Green Build USGBC in Washington, D.C.
Awesome. And then the last one that I have on my radar for this year, which of course is subject to change considering that we're in March now and we're all the way up to October with this one, but we've got LCI's Congress, the annual Congress event, which is usually a large event, very well attended. It's going to be October 24th to 27th in Detroit. Jeff Creighton with Barton Malow is chairing and so kind of hosting in his home city. And for this one, I've got another Learning Day course, that same coaching course that Andy Fulton and I have done in the past. This one usually sells out. We max that out at 50 people. And every year that we've done it, it's sold out at Congress. And so we're looking forward to that one again. I'm also going to be supporting another Learning Day course on the IPD contract with John Zakara. And then John and I might also be speaking on a kind of an owner-specific topic on how to reimagine the RFP and the partner selection process to better enable, lean IPD and productive team building in that environment. And so for those of you guys that have listened to the Built Revolution's Lean series, that was one of the topics that we spoke on recently. And so this would be a more expanded version of that, where John and I are going to team up and share some experiences and some best practices on how to improve that process.
Great. Well, those are the conferences that Kelsey and I wanted to profile. It's not comprehensive by any stretch of the imagination. I'm sure we've left some important ones off the list, but these are ones that we're either involved in or are going to be attending for the most part, and wanted to cover what we're focused on. Again, we had some great conversations last week at Advancing Prefab with Kelsey in Phoenix, and then Nate and myself in Vegas with AGC and Con Expo, and thought it would make sense to just share some of the things that we're going to be focused on this year as far as conferences. We would love to hear from you in the comments, and when we post this, let us know what you're attending. Let us know your thoughts on maybe some of the ones that we're attending, if there's anything we've missed. Again, we'd love to hear it. And again, thank you very much for tuning in to the Built Revolution podcast. This is Clark Ellis, Principal of Continuum Advisory Group. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you very soon.
Thanks for listening to the Built Revolution pod, brought to you by Continuum Advisory Group. Continue the conversation on Twitter at Built Revolution Pod, or email us at hello@builtrevolutionpod.com. The views expressed in this podcast are those of the individuals being interviewed, and they do not necessarily reflect the views of the sponsoring organizations.